Screw you, dude. Why? What are you trying to hide? Good, because I started recording. I started recording 7 seconds ago. Welcome back to Animosity. We watched just You Didn't Have To. This has been ongoing for like a good 3 minutes now. Not the recording, but us trolling each other. Today we're talking about, is it Gang of Secrets or Guilt Trip? It's Gang of Secrets. I forgot the name. Along with,
it's Gang of Secrets.
I knew the episode, forgot the name. Along with a few other miscellaneous things that we'll get into later, but you know, because someone is trying to rush us today, we're gonna get into our notes and not go on any tangents. What's that gonna
that
do?
That could be a good thing for the viewers. It might not. I don't really know.
We'll find out.
Like going on tangents.
So you know, all right. Well,
I don't know. We're just gonna give you the just facts, the straight facts.
Okay, my first note is talk about the Shanghai special situation. Ooh, that's an interesting one. So, Rohan, you haven't even heard the whole story. You only saw a text. So I found the Shanghai special online, and it releases May 28th. Let the jury note that it is May 3rd. So I found the Shanghai special early.
25 days from now.
Yep. So we can, I don't know if I might get an email, or a cease and desist. I really don't know for making content on the episode early, but, before you say, you know, it's probably just a mashup of trailers or, troll. It's 52 minutes, so it's not a mashup of trailers, or if it's a mashup of trailers, it's a mashup of a lot of trailers, or if it's a troll, I only skimmed through what I haven't seen yet, but it looks coherent enough for us to get an idea of what is going on. I have also not yet tested if it has given my computer a virus, but you know, I opened the webpage a few weeks ago, so we should be fine. Anywho.
Yeah, don't go on any unsecure websites.
Unless you're really desperate, then go wild, but I don't really care. So, you know, so if we do an episode talking about the Shanghai special before anyone else, that's why. And before you ask, no, you cannot have the link. So, with that said, on to the actual episode. Also, one more thing I should quickly note is that the next episode to come out is Guilt Trip, which is the sixth episode in the series, I think. And we watch our episodes canonically, so we're going to wait until the fourth episode comes out, which is also May 28th, I believe. So, you know, we're not going to have any actual episodes for the next month or so. Doesn't mean we're not going to have any things to talk about. We'll do some of our miscellaneous topics, but, you know. As for season 4 content, it's coming to a stop after this for a little while. All right, now actually onto this. Why is this called Lies Notes? Anyway, Rohan, you want to start us off with a very brief synopsis of Gang of Secrets?
Yeah, sure. So it basically starts with Marinette, Cat Noir, going on a movie date, similar to Luca's, and, you know, I think Deja Vu hits Marinette because, you know, she was watching the movie, ranting about, like, how romantic movies suck, basically screaming at Cat Noir.
So it's me in a movie theater, every single time.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what becomes an issue when you get thrown out of the Lego movie for talking too much? Yes, that actually did happen.
That's, wow, that's a long time ago. When was that, like, 2014?
Was the Lego movie 2014? Lego movie.
It could be wrong. It could be, I think it might have been a little later than that, but.
It's 2014. Damn, you're actually right. I thought it was, like, 2016. But, you know, apparently I'm the idiot here. We're 2010s kids. What do you expect from us?
Just let that sink in for a second. Lego movie came out 7 years ago. Seven.
Hey, remember when you said we shouldn't go on any tangents?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I called it, by the way.
Back to the plot.
Called it.
Okay.
So absolutely called it.
Just ranting about how bad romantic movies are, yelling at Adrian for another Cat Noir. And after that, we see Alia and all of Marinette's friends talking about Marinette, talking about her her love drama and everything. And while they were talking about it, one of her friends, I don't think it's Julika, she pulled up a photo of Luca, like, heartbroken after the breakup.
That was Julika, because Luca is Julika's brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm now concerned if you watched the right episode. You know. Because this apparently seems to be an issue. Yeah, speeding things up here. They all go to confront Marinette. Marinette pushes them away as to try and, you know, not reveal her secret. They all get akumatized. Rena Rouge. That's a very important thing.
What's very interesting is that while Hawk Moth was akumatizing them with one akuma, managed to akumatize all five of them.
Without them actually touching.
Yeah.
Which I would like to call BS on this.
No. When he was akumatizing them, they were all holding hands.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they were not. I did watch the episode, and they were not holding. Do we really got to prove this? Do we really have to prove this?
Yeah, they were holding
hands. They were not holding hands. It jumped through the air. All right, it looks like we have to prove this. I'll do it later. We'll do it later. But this is something that apparently has to be proven. Let that sink in for a second. Anyways.
I don't know, man.
We got to see Rena Rouge.
Check that later.
You know, GG no re every single time with this show. They always win.
Yeah, and what was very interesting about that sequence was that Alia was able to break Hawk Moth akumatization.
Yes.
That was weird.
I thought you were going to reveal the big thing at the end, which we're not going to say till the end of the podcast, just to remind everyone, spoilers. I never say this, but heavy spoilers on this. If you haven't seen Gang of Secrets, why the hell are you listening to this? I genuinely have to question your intelligence if you're listening to this without watching Gang of Secrets.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not going to say the big reveal at the end. But, so...
Yeah, we save all the big reveals for every episode towards the end of the podcast.
Damn it, I spoiled Rena Rouge. Damn it. Okay. That's a big reveal right there. Or it's big enough for me.
That's a slightly big reveal, but it's nothing compared to the reveal that we have.
We're no longer friends. Rena Rouge is just as important as I almost said it out loud. But, like, Rena Rouge is just as important. I will argue this to my grave. Okay, I'll argue this to my grave another time. Back on track. Alia manages to break free of Hawk Moth's akumatization, which... We kind of saw this with Chloe a little bit, but...
We've never seen anyone, like, actually break from akumatization. We did see, like...
We saw Chloe prevent herself from getting akumatized. Right before she was akumatized again, but you know.
And then we did see Robustus turn against Hawk Moth, but that wasn't really him breaking the akumatization.
The most memorable episode of Season 1 right there. Just because Hawk Moth has missiles in his lair.
So, you know.
Was that? I don't remember. The only thing I can remember is Hawk Moth has missiles in his lair. Which, who doesn't have missiles in their lair? Mine's got a few, you know, tactical nukes ready, press of a button. I don't know about yours.
Like a hidden lair, I don't know why he has nukes. That's pretty weird.
What if there's an intruder? Or a bird? Either way, you need to nuke it.
I don't know, man. This is a very high security mansion. You know, there's one episode, early season one. I think it's Simon says. No one really remembers these episodes, but at that point we I think like yeah.
Oh, didn't
like Rex like locked himself up in his mansion? We saw like
no, didn't Gabriel. Wasn't that the episode where Gabriel almost commits death.exe? Like, he almost jumps off a building. Suicide.
What? When does he do that?
You're too dumb to continue. Anyways, back on topic. Again. Alia breaks free of akumatization, which causes Hawk Moth physical pain.
Yeah.
I don't know the logistics of it anymore.
Impossible.
Yeah, so, you know. And then, you know. Big reveal, which we'll talk about later. On to the notes that actually matter. Mine. I just kind of like...
You know, I guess one thing to note for...
Jesus.
You know, this is like very general. This isn't specifically this episode. But haven't you noticed that during every one of Marinette's transformations, she's always sad? Not once does she smile.
Well, normally she smiles. I think this episode has kind of got her emotionally beat.
All of these episodes in season 4 got her emotionally beat. Not once did I ever see her smile in season 4. These are just like depressing episodes, Jacob. They're all depressing.
Is there a therapist character in this show? Because if not, that should definitely be something that we consider doing. Anyways, but you know.
Maybe the Kwamis.
Oh yeah, because we're gonna see Waze in a therapist chair. We want to see Waze in a therapist chair, you know. Yes, no, that's something we all want.
He's gonna be in that cassette player. If Marinette even has that, that would be interesting.
Why would the girl take a cassette player? I'm willing to bet money she doesn't know what a cassette tape is. I'm willing to bet money 90% of the people listening to this don't know what a cassette tape is.
No, you know the cassette tape player that Master Fu had? You don't know?
I don't think he had a CD player or a record player, but he didn't have a cassette tape player.
Well, it wasn't an actual player. It was just to hide the miracle box.
That's a CD player. Not a cassette. I'm texting you a picture of a cassette tape because I'm proving you wrong here. Anyways, again, we are 11 minutes in and we can't even get on topic. Jesus. You know. So Cat Noir, being the cheeky little a-hole that he is, says, I know the perfect ways to talk. Cuts to Ladybug being depressed at the movies. I mean, I don't know if movies help depression. But, I don't know, what do I know? And, like, you know, she literally loses her cool at the movies and starts screaming at everyone and everything that moves and ranting about the romantic movie. And I get it, romantic movies are hot garbage, but, like...
Yeah, they're just unrealistic. Not very good. I don't know. What were you saying?
No, I was just... Hold on, I'm getting you an image of a cassette tape. Because you have no...
Never mind, I did a Google search. Yeah, I guess... yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, again... also...
Yeah, what I meant to say was a record player.
Moving on.
So, I apologize for that.
You can apologize for a lot of things. That's not one of them. Is this the first time that we see Marinette in her water suit, not in water or fighting a villain? I think this is the first time. That was really weird. I didn't understand that. Did she swim through the air? Oh, no, wait, no, there was a lead up to it, but I forgot what the lead up to it was. So, no, I was wrong. You know. Also, there was one scene where she was wearing fake glasses and a mustache for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Wanted to check in on Marinette when she's crying in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, she was wearing fake glasses and a mustache. Yeah. I think they got a 14-year-old intern working there for like a few weeks, and this is what he did with his time: is gave Marinette a fake glasses and mustache. So overall, we got a round of applause. This 14-year-old intern, he spent his time well. Okay, yeah, this is getting back to her being depressed. This is from experience. If a depressed person does not want to talk, don't force them to talk. It's one of the worst things you can do to them. The best thing you can do is leave them alone, unless they are at high risk of suicide, at which point get help. But if they are like not at risk of suicide at all, just depressed, don't force yourself on them. Do not like leave them alone, okay? That is the best thing you can do. Like, you can show your support, but don't be pushy with it. Because, like, they need to work their crap out on their own. So, like, this is, like, life advice. If someone's depressed, back off. Because you intervening will most likely make it worse. Unless they're high risk of suicide, and which is another, that's another story. But, like, this is from experience, so. All right, PSA out of the way. Like... it was at this point that I realized she was going to tell someone that she's Ladybug. It was pretty obvious. I wrote this note down jokingly.
Yeah.
Also, is it possible for us to kill Kwame? Because, like, she was gonna be Ladybug all the time, and I feel like she was gonna kill Tiki by being Ladybug all the time. I feel like that's just something that could happen. I don't know. What do you think? Because you haven't talked much.
I think she would just naturally, like, turn back to her normal self once Tiki's, like, completely run out of energy. Because at the end of most fights, most episodes, once Ladybug and Cat Noir are done fighting and they run out of energy, they do, like, go back to, like, to like a quiet place to turn back to their normal selves.
Yeah, but that's with the command word. Not by the Kwame. Also, can we just talk about for a second how the fact that they're basically wearing the Kwamis?
Well, they're wearing
Think about this for a second. The Kwame goes into the Miraculous and suit
that
appears.
Doesn't mean they're wearing the Kwame. They're wearing
skin-tight the Kwame. Latex appears because 14-year-olds are perverts. So, like, one could very easily argue they're wearing the Kwamis. I heard this being talked about in an overly animated episode, so of course I had to bring it up. But, like, I think they're wearing the Kwamis. All right, so my next two notes are, oh no, and then what in capitals.
Actually.
Like, I don't know. I realize now when I put notes that are just, oh no, and what in all caps, it doesn't help anyone except myself in the moment, so. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to convey here, but I think I don't know if this was at the point, which no, this wasn't the point where Alia broke free. I think I know what note. Okay, I see what note that is. Anyways, yep, she's pushing everyone away. They did try to help her when she didn't want it, so they kind of had it coming. Goes back to my point of leave depressed people alone. They will come to you. And if they, it's case by case, but this is general advice. We get the akumatization gangbang, and then we see the Eiffel Tower twerking.
Yeah, Trix puts an illusion on the Eiffel Tower for some apparent reason.
Unintentionally. It was a side effect, because Kwamis can't use their power, or they can't use their powers.
They can't regulate their powers.
So, like, you know, when Plague was the cause of, you know, the dinosaurs going extinct. And I think it was either the Great City of Atlantis or Machu Picchu. I can't remember which one, but it was one of the two.
Plague. That's the one that went underwater, supposedly.
Yeah, I don't know where I got Machu Picchu from.
Yeah, like, Machu Picchu exists. Are you, like, dumb, bro? It's in Peru. It still exists, man.
Geography is not my strong suit. To be fair, I don't think anything is. So, you know, then we have what again in all caps, and then this episode is wild, and, you know, and then I have one final note, which we'll get to. Rohan, you have any other things to add?
Yeah, I don't know, nothing's too crazy. I think everything that I have down, we probably brought up already, so yeah, that's about it.
All right, so I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to click off this episode. If you haven't seen Gang of Secrets already, I'm very serious, big spoiler.
Yeah, I'll just give you guys a countdown, so
yep.
Yeah,
and then I'll say it.
Spoiler in 5, 4, 3.
She told Alia that she was Ladybug. She actually freaking did it, and we're all screaming about it, or I was at least.
That was insane.
Alright, we're gonna spend the next 10
minutes
talking
like
about
a
this.
Delayed reaction right now. Like, I'm not screaming right now, but
when did you watch? Oh, that's a dumb question. You watched the episode like 10 minutes ago. That makes sense. Like, when I was watching it, I literally had to, like, as the moment was building up, I had to put my hands over my mouth, and I was glad I did, because as soon as it happened, I just started screaming. Oh my god, like, what does this mean? What does this mean? Because, like, now, so here, let's play a scenario out here. Okay, Hawk Moth already knows Alia's Arena Rouge. And Hawk Moth also, because of this episode, knows that Arena Rouge is back in play. Ladybug's not afraid to give Rena Rouge her Miraculous again.
Yeah.
So if Hawk Moth captures Rena Rouge, Alia knows very valuable knowledge now that I don't think Marinette had taken into play here. So there's that scenario. There also is the scenario in which, you know, Alia can now help Marinette with her excuses. But, like, risk and reward here. And the risk is much higher than the reward on this one. So it was a dumb play in my... It was a dumb decision.
I don't think so. I think she had to tell someone. Otherwise, that secret would have been eating up at her for a really long time.
That secret has been eating up at her for what we have to assume is the better part of a few years. She could have kept it bottled in, okay? Easily. Not easily. She could have... Is this going to be another full episode debate? Because I am willing to do this, if you are.
You know, I mean, theoretically, she could have bottled it in for many years, you know.
Thank you.
But theoretically...
Adrian's having no issue with it.
But she's constantly pushing people away, and that's also pretty unhealthy.
I push people away all the time, and look at me. I'm perfectly healthy, I think.
That's up for debate.
I will make it so you are not perfectly healthy. Also known as, I will slap the shit out of you. So zip it. I am healthy, and I push people away all the time. It's fine. You could have easily kept it bottled up and lived your life alone. Introverts do it all the time. So, like, she could have moderately kept it under control. So... She didn't have to tell all you. I'm glad she did, because it gave me a real what the F moment. But, you know, she didn't actually have to. All right, I think I've pissed off the fan base enough for one day. I don't know, you have anything to add about the big semi-reveal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she told Alia that she was Ladybug.
Covered that.
I think I'm going to be screaming for like a few days straight. Right now, I feel like I'm having a delayed reaction. I should be really hyped up. I know what you're talking about.
It's very, where it's, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's where something big happens. It happened with She-Ra when, I shouldn't say that. That's a major spoiler. But it happened when I was watching She-Ra. Big event happened. It took me a few hours for me to actually start screaming. I don't know. Season 5 final episodes. I think people know what I'm talking about. Watch She-Ra. It's a good show. Watch She-Ra. It's a good show. It's a good show. Worth your time.
We might be talking about it. We don't know yet. But, you know,
oh, yeah. We might be covering more series. A deal's in play. A deal got put into play. Which I'm very heavily thinking about redacting that deal because this mother effer can't manage a schedule to save his life. Like, I don't know. It's going to involve series returning, new series coming in. I don't know. For every series that gets added, there's going to be a deal or something. I don't know. I was going to make a trailer for it, but I'm lazy as hell. I don't think this surprises anyone.
Yeah. You know, I think we've covered everything, right?
I'm out of notes, so.
Yeah, I'm out of notes. I think we told everyone the huge plot reveal.
If you haven't seen Gang of Secrets and you're still listening to this, I'm so sorry. Not really. I actually don't care at all. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was a pretty hectic episode. I think all the episodes for season 4 are starting to follow like a very similar like theme, in the sense that we see Marinette pushing the people that she knows and loves away from her, and you know, it's getting kind of sad. I don't know where or like what direction season 4 is going to take. Or, like, how this might affect her relationship with maybe Luca or Adrian or other friends. But I can't wait to see.
It's definitely going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. That's for sure.
Normally, all of the other episodes of Miraculous are a lot more, like, happy, fun, you know. This is a very different turn.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more plot development. There's a lot more. They explore a lot more of like the characters and the emotions. They explore the ships, which they don't really. They never really did much of the other seasons.
Yeah, what I am glad though is that because of this episode, we got 2 out of 3 of characters I want to see return back on the list. We got 2 out of 3 because of this episode. All right.
Yeah.
All right, no follow-up questions on that. All right, well.
Well, yeah, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess because we do have a little extra time, short recording today, surprisingly. I am somewhat obligated to bring up, we did a collab with someone that makes more money than we do.
Yeah, but he's also really big in the Miraculous World.
Yep, Cartoon Apocalypse.
Yeah, Apocalypse?
I'm sure you've heard me shit talk this guy so much. We're friends now. Collaborations have that kind of effect on it, you know?
Best friends forever, you know?
Absolutely not. I would throw that guy under the bus easily for enough money, but you know. Best friends until it comes down to it.
You realize that, right?
I hope he is. That I would do the same to you. I really don't care.
Wow, that's never mind.
You can't blame me. You could be considering your actions. You can't. This is a discussion to be had off recording. You know, but don't worry.
So, if you guys haven't heard of Cartoon Apocalypse,
somehow,
and for those miraculous people who are interested in Miraculous and are listening to us, I think you've definitely heard of him.
Absolutely.
You guys should check him out on YouTube. His channel name is Cartoon Apocalypse. He has some other separate channels where he talks about anime, but his main one is like Cartoon Apocalypse. Has almost 400,000 subscribers.
It makes a lot more money than we do. That is something I will continue to bring up forever.
Impressive. 400,000 subscribers.
Talking about Miraculous Ladybug.
Talking about nothing but Miraculous.
That you gotta really think about that for a second. That's
like
a big.
Entirely Miraculous.
That is insane. That is. There's nothing left to say. Just talking about Miraculous Ladybug, that number is super impressive. So,
yeah.
Definitely check him out because it's the same thing that happened.
Content, so.
It's the same thing that happened when we did our collab with Stay Tuned. I'm now obligated to shove who we collabed with down everyone's throat for the next few months. So, welcome, Cartoon Apocalypse. You're now going to feel cringe every time you listen to one of our episodes. You're welcome.
Yeah, so.
All right, anything? I'm trying to think if there's anything else on the miscellaneous list. That's a good special shout out right there.
Yeah, shout out to Cartoon Apocalypse.
No, not that. I was talking about the phone vibration. Shout out to phone vibration.
Wow, okay.
I'm joking. Apple can suck it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yep. Thank you all for listening to Animosity. We watch shows so you didn't have to. Be sure to check out any of the podcasts that interest you in the same place you're listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot443/message. We have an official YouTube channel now named Animosity Official that gets 0 uploads per month. Hoping to change that, no promises. We have an official subreddit, Animosity Podcast, I think it's called. I don't know, it's become a meme at this point. Please fill it with memes so we can react to it. And
have we even gotten any memes yet?
I don't think so. I've been trying to avoid looking at it so I can go in completely blind, but I don't know. I really don't care if anyone uses it because I don't care at all. I don't even use Reddit that much anymore.
Yeah, please share some really funny memes.
Really good meme. Really good meme.
I want to see what people have to say. Like.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at jackpot444 for just shit posts. That's about it. Anchor is introducing paid subscriptions pretty soon. I'm not happy about it. But I'm still going to use it for the most stupidest reasons. I don't know. I'll figure something out. Definitely keep an eye on my Twitter for updates on that. But I signed up for it 5 different times. So we'll see. Rohan, is there anything you'd like to shout out? You have 30 seconds. I'm not joking.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to try to do this for every podcast episode. But shout out to Mr.
Again, he forgot it once and we're back. Oh, boy.
Shout out. Great guy, you know. I bet he's gonna reach like 100 million subscribers in a matter of like
6
years.
Five, 4, 3,
Bye, everyone.
bye, everyone. Screw you all.